那欢迎大家在圣诞节的时候来到神的教会。
Welcome all of you to come into the Church of God on Christmas Day.
那人类庆祝圣诞节已经有2000年了。
People have been celebrating Christmas for 2000 years.
那每一个人都很期待、盼望这个日子的到来。
And everybody look forward to this day.
每个人也为这个日子做好准备。
And everyone is prepared for this day.
那大家都已经买好礼物，准备要送礼物、开 party。
You have bought your presents and you are ready to have your parties.
但是在第一个圣诞的时候呢，整个情景不是这样的。
But that's not the case during the first Christmas.
在那时候，地上没有人知道什么事情会发生。
During then on earth, nobody knew what would happen.
也没有人预备好要传什么圣诞佳音。
And nobody is prepared about what kind of glad tidings to share.
但是在天上，这却是最伟大的事情即将要来临。
But in heaven, this is the greatest thing that will happen.
所以圣经告诉我们说，在属灵的层面上，天使都看见这个事情，也都知道他们的大君王即将要降临。
So in the spiritual domain, angels knew about this, and they knew that their great king is about to come.
所以在神的儿子耶稣降世的事情上呢，圣经讲到有关天使的事情是最多的。
And regarding the coming of The Son of God, the angels record most about the angels.
当我们讲到天使的时候呢，有些人觉得很神秘、很悬疑。
So when we talk about angels, some people find this very mystical.
有些人就想到天使的时候呢，是不是穿着白衣，然后有翅膀飞起来
？They wonder whether angels are beings who wore white robes and flying with wings.
有些人就觉得说，哦，天使都是良善的啊，专门保护人的。
And some people think angels are all kind and protecting people.
有些人就差一点车祸，哎呀，没有死，哎呀，天使保护。
And some people they almost got into accident, but they were okay, and they say this is the protection of the angels.
但是各位，你可能会惊讶，曾经有一个宗教研究报告告诉我们说，其实大多数的人是相信天使的。
There was once a religious report that informs us that most people believe in angels.
在马来西亚、印尼这样的回教国家，你们知道 90% 的人都相信天使。
Even in Muslim countries like Malaysia and Indonesia, about 90% of the people believe in angels.
当然回教徒也相信天使。
Even Muslims, they believe in angels.
但是我跟各位说，在新加坡呢，有做过研究报道，这些华人民间宗教里面有 60% 的人也相信天使。
And there was a survey in Singapore among the Chinese religions, and about 60% of the people also believe in angels.
确实，这个世界呢，有一种看不见的能力，看不见的存在着，在我们的周围运行。
Indeed, in this world, there's this unseen power and being working among us.
所以人就很容易说，有一种良善的能力呢，就把它当作是天使的做工。
So people consider a good kind of power and treat it as angels.
那么圣经很清楚告诉我们，天使是上帝所创造的，是上帝的仆人。
And the Bible clearly tells us that angels are created by God and they are the servants of God.
他们是看不见的灵体。
They are invisible spiritual beings.
他们也是服侍神的仆役。
And they are servants who serve God.
那他们不像人，他们没有罪，没有恶念。
And they are unlike humans, they are without sin and without evil thoughts.
他们完全的听从神。
They completely obeyed God.
所以在第一个圣诞，那天上的君王将要降临的时候呢，天上的天使就被动员起来。
So on the first Christmas day, when God is coming to earth, the angels in heaven were mobilized.
这个是圣经很清楚有记载的。
And this was clearly recorded in the Bible.
那么我就说回来啊，我们就问，为什么有天使这么认真的面对与参与这个圣诞的事情？
So we ask this question, why are angels so seriously involved in the event of Christmas?
那我刚才已经说很简单来说，因为这是在天上最伟大的事情。
Because this is the greatest thing in heaven.
这是在人类里面最伟大的事情。
This is the greatest thing among mankind.
什么事情呢？就是天上的君王要降在人间。
And that is the king in heaven is coming on earth.
所有的天使都预备参与这个事情。
So all angels are prepared to be involved in this event.
所以这个就告诉我们说，这个君王他的地位是不一样的。
This tells us that the status and position of this king is different.
这是不，他是不一般的地位。
He is of a very special position.
那这个是最重要的重点。
And that is the most important emphasis.
要显示那将要降生的，他的地位是在至高之上的。
The one who is about to be born, he is in the highest position.
虽然他降世的时候，生来是好像一个婴孩，但是他是万王之王。
Although when he came to the world, he is in the form of a baby, but he is the King of Kings.
虽然这个世界的被造人不认识他，但是天上的天使都认识他。
Although created humans in this world do not know him, but the angels in heaven know him.
那另外我们又问，那为什么还有另一个理由？为什么圣诞就牵扯到这么多天使的参与？
Another reason why angels are involved in the event of Christmas
是因为在地上没有一个人知道这个事情即将发生。
That is because on earth, no one knows that this event is about to happen.
那圣经告诉我们说，这个世界里面人都因这个世界的神，他们瞎被弄瞎心眼。
Because the Bible tells us that the God of the world blinded the minds of unbelievers.
那怎么样弄瞎心眼呢？就是他们都沉浸在这个地上的事情。
And how were they blinded? Because they were so obsessed with earthly things.
他们追求地上的享乐，追求地上的物质。
They pursue earthly pleasures and materials.
他没有时间去管什么天上永恒的事情。
They have no time to care about heavenly things.
或者他们沉浸在这个地上很多的苦难。
Or they are very engrossed in the suffering of this world.
哎呀，这地上有病痛。有人际关系的这个分离，很痛苦。
On earth, there are illness, there are interpersonal relationships, so it's a lot of suffering.
所以，什么天上的事也不去管，有什么救主、什么君王的事情。
They do not care about heavenly things or about savior or about the king.
所以各位要知道，人最愚昧的一个地方就是看不见的东西呢，不要管。
And the most foolish thing about humans is they do not care about things that are invisible.
永恒的东西，死后的东西呢，不要管。
They do not care about eternal things and things after death.
命运的东西不要管。
And they do not care about destiny.
只有管现在看得到、摸得到的东西。
And they only care about the here and now, what they can see and touch.
虽然这些东西天天都在变，有了又没有，还是天天只有关注这些东西。
Although these things keep changing, sometimes you have it, sometimes you lose it, but they are still very much concerned about those things.
那这就是圣经所说的，就人的罪带给人的心眼瞎了。
And that's how sin has blinded the minds of people.
所以这个天上的君王来的时候，没有一个罪人活在这个有罪的世界的人能够知道这个事情。
So when the King of Heaven comes to the world, no sinners on earth can know this thing.
罪使人不知道。
So sin made a person unaware.
所以上帝必定差派天使来报这个佳音。
And that's why God has to send angels to share these glad tidings.
那还有一个理由告诉我们，为什么神一定要差派天使来报这个圣诞佳音。
Another reason why God has to send angels to send the glad tidings.
嗯，你们猜得到吗？为什么
？Can you guess it？
嗯，理由很简单，因为天使是不会说谎的。
That's a simple reason because angels will not lie.
天使和人都不一样啊，人天天说谎。
Angels are different from humans because humans will lie very often.
人有这个罪性嘛，所以心里诡诈。
Because humans have this sinful nature, we are deceitful in our hearts.
你跟他说什么，等一下他就加一两句，然后来跟别人说。
When you tell him something, he may add one or two things and he will spread on to others.
说，刚才昨天我看到三个人的，他跟别人说，昨天我看到四个人。
If you tell him, I saw three persons yesterday, he will say, I saw four persons yesterday.
所以人间有很多这种谣言呢，这是因为诡诈的人喜欢按着自己的意思来说话，或者来听话，来传话。
In this world, there's a lot of rumors. That's because deceitful people, we like to, based on what we like, to listen, to spread, the news.
但是天使不是这样的啊。
But angels are not like this.
天使是全然公义、诚实的。
Angels are completely honest and righteous.
也天使说的话句句属实。
Angels will say only the truth.
所以在这个第一个圣诞呢，神用天使来将他儿子降临拯救世人的事实要说出来。
So on the first Christmas, God used angels to talk about the truth of the coming of His Son.
叫没有一个人能够扭曲这个圣诞真实的故事。
So that no one can distort the true story of Christmas.
叫没有一个人能够按着自己的意思信自己要信的圣诞。
that no one can believe in the kind of Christmas that he wants to believe by his own will.
那么在这个第一个圣诞呢，天使还带来了一个最重要最重要的工作。
And on this first Christmas, angels brought about the most important work.
这也是天使在圣经里面我们看见天使所做一来最重要的工作。
And that is the most important work of the angels that we saw, that we see in the Bible.
不是飞来飞去而已啊。
It's not just flying around.
天使所做的最重要的工作就是传达信息的工作。
The most important work of the angels is to send a message.
所以圣经叫他们做主的使者。
So the Bible addresses angels as the messenger of God.
那这个使者最主要的工作呢，就是带来信息，带来有一些属实的情报。
So the main task of this messenger is to bring about a true report.
因为当时没有人知道这天上的王那就会降世嘛。
Because back then, no one knows that the king of heaven will be born.
所以他是怎么降世，在哪里降世？降世的意义是什么？没有人知道。
So no one knows how he will be born, where he will be born, and what's the significance of his birth.
所以天使带来的信息是非常重要的。
So the message of the angels is very important.
若这个信息错的话，那这2000年的圣诞就白庆祝了，这个圣诞节就成为一种民间故事，对吧？
If the message is given falsely, then we have celebrated Christmas in vain.
但是若天使所传的信息是关乎万民、关乎世人的，那么这是全人类都要知道的事情，你知道的清楚。
But if the message preached by the angel concerns all people, all nations, then this is a message that all humans must know.
因为跟全人类的生死祸福有关系。
Because this concerns the blessing and curse of the entire human race.
所以在这里呢，我就特别要指出，在这个圣诞节的时候，天使所带来的，有三个很重要的信息。
So I want to share three very important messages brought by the angels during Christmas.
那第一
，First。
就是在这个 Christmas 啊，圣诞这个 D-Day 还没有来之前，神差派天使像一个童女显现。
That is before Christmas even happened, God sent an angel to speak to a virgin.
哎，不是像什么有名的君王显现，像一个童女显现。
Not to send a message to some famous king, but to a virgin.
我们都知道，那个童女的名字叫玛利亚。
And we know that the name of this virgin is Mary.
那天使就告诉童女说，你要怀孕生子，你要给他取名为耶稣。
And the angel told Mary, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus.
他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子。
And he will be great, and he will be called the son of the most high.
但是这个对童女来讲就不可思议嘛。
But this is unthinkable to the virgin.
那童女的意思就是还没有跟男人有任何的关系，但是神要叫她怀孕，生出救主，生出君王。
A virgin means she has no relation with a man yet, but God wants to use her to give birth to the Savior.
所以这个是科学的理论来讲呢，最不可能的事。但是，这是在属灵层面来讲最必要的事。
Scientifically, this is impossible, but spiritually, this is the most essential thing.
因为要生出来的那位是人类的救主。
Because the one who is to be born is to be the savior of mankind.
他不但是完全的神，他也必须是完全的人。
He is not just completely God, he must also be fully human.
那人从，所以要从人的身体而生出来。
So he must be born through a human body.
但是他是怎样的人？也是完全无罪的人。
But he is a totally sinless human.
他不是天使啊，他是人，那是完全无罪的人。
He's not an angel, he's human, but he is totally without sin.
因为他不是一个有罪的男人跟一个有罪的女人结合起来生出来的。
Because he's not born from the union of a sinful man and sinful woman.
而且那个无罪的生命才能为人担当他的罪。
So with his sinless life, then he can bear the sins for sinners.
所以圣经说他要将自己的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
So the Bible tells us that Jesus will save his people from their sins.
各位，他怎么救？他不是就指一条路啊？这个你到那个地方去，就得救啊。
And he saved not just by pointing the direction to salvation.
他就是救赎的路。
He is the way to salvation.
他就是。
He is the one. He is the way.
就来到他面前。
So come before him.
然后他也不是今天世人所认为的。像是这个圣诞节来派送礼物的圣诞老人。
And he's unlike Santa Claus, who is giving out presents today during Christmas.
那他也 不是我们世人都会尊重的一个人间的一个圣贤或者教主。
And he's not like a sage or religious leader respected by people.
他从天上降世，就是要将人从最终拯救出来的那种，他是救主。
He's a savior who descended from heaven to save people from our sins.
所以今天这个世界最无知的一个地方，就不是他们不知道耶稣这个人。
The most ignorant part about the world is not that they do not know about Jesus, this person.
乃是他们误解他，把他当作一个能够尊敬的一个凡人。
But they misunderstood Jesus as being a mortal whom they should respect.
而且他是一个那尊敬的一个好人。
They thought Jesus is someone, a good person whom they should respect.
那不是。
But that's not so.
那我们主耶稣基督他是君王。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the king.
他降生的途径。童女生出来的是要证实他的身份跟他做的事情息息相关。
The way by which he's born through a virgin birth is closely related to what he's about to do.
这个事情只有天使会知道的。
And only the angels know about this.
也只有天使能够告诉人。
And only angels can tell people this.
所以后来按着天使所讲的，这个童女真的怀孕了。
So later on, by what the angel said,This virgin truly conceived.
就是人类当中不会有一次发生，只有这一次。
And this will only happen once in the entire human history.
然后另外，这个是第一个信息了。
So that's the first message from the angel.
另外第二个天使带来的信息就是当天，就是救主降临那一天呢，他就来宣布这个好消息。
And the second message from the angel is on the day the Savior was born,Angels brought a message.
那圣经告诉我们说，在救主耶稣降生那天呢，有一群牧人在伯利恒的野地按着更次看守群羊。
And the Bible tells us that on the day our Savior was born, there were angels living out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks at night.
那这个跟以往一样，寒冷的冬天，然后跟一般的夜晚一样，是按着更次来看羊。
So this was just a very ordinary night in the winter. They were just keeping watch over their flocks at night.
9点、12点、3点，这样看着。
9 PM, 12 midnight, 3 AM.
忽然，圣经说有主的使者向这些牧羊人显现。
And the Bible tells us that suddenly the heavenly host appeared to the shepherds.
那有一位天使就说：“今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主。”他就是主基督。
And the angels told the shepherd, Today in the town of David, a savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，这就是记号了。
And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
那这个天使带来的信息是大喜的信息了。
And this is great good news brought by the angels.
因为他讲到这救主终于降世。
Because they tell us that the Savior was finally born.
他生在大卫的城，就是君王的城，因为他本是君王。
He was born in the city of David, which is the city of King, because he is the king.
但是天使在这个当中也带来人感觉呢，有点矛盾的信息。
But yet, the angels also brought about an ironical message.
就是这个君王，这个救主呢，他生在马槽里。
That is, this king, this Savior was born in a manger.
马槽不是这么干净的，马槽不是酒店哈。
Now, major is unlike hotel, it's not so clean.
那是牲畜居住，就充满牛羊马的粪便的地方。
The major is where animals stayed and it's full of animal waste.
充满细菌污垢的地方。
It's full of germs and dirt.
那为什么这个君王，这个救主有这么卑贱，在这么肮脏的地方降世
？And why was the Savior born in such a humble place?
这就是要象征他被生到一个充满罪恶、充满污秽的世界里面。
This is to symbolize that he was born into a world full of sin and uncleanness.
在这个有罪、有污秽的世界里面，那这位君王、救主、圣洁的神，他生出来了。
So this holy God, this Savior, was born into a sinful, unclean world.
在这个有罪、污秽的世界里面，有神所爱、神要拯救的人。
Because in this sinful, unclean world, there are people whom God loves and whom God wants to save.
所以这第二个信息，他来了，君王终于生出来了。
That's the second message. He came, and the Savior was finally born.
那重要不重要？
Isn't this important?
不重要呢，今天庆祝圣诞节干什么？
If this is not important, for what reason are we celebrating Christmas today?
我们唱诗歌赞美谁？赞美空气。
We are praising through hymns to who?
所以我们要很清楚知道为什么今天我们庆祝圣诞节。
So we must be very clear why are we celebrating Christmas today?
但是最后还有最后一个在圣诞节很重要的信息。
But there's a final important message on Christmas.
当一个天使说今天君王生出来了。
When one angel said, today a king is born,
忽然间有很多的天使天君一起同声赞美神。
Suddenly, many, many angels praise God in unison.
这个就是第一个圣诞的那个高潮。
And that is the climax of the first Christmas.
也是所有天使天君一起同声歌唱之后。
And that was the moment where all the angel and heavenly hosts sang together.
所以在那第一个圣诞，神借着他的儿子降世在地上的时候呢，天使唱在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So on the first Christmas when Christ the Savior was born, the angels sang to God, glory to God in the highest and on earth.Peace to man on whom his favor rests.
这个救主的降世是要将平安赐给他所喜悦的人。
Because the birth of this Savior was to give peace to whom his favors rest on.
也就是相信他的人。
And that is to who believe in him.
那这个诗歌，这个赞美的意义非常大，因为它告诉我们真正的平安是怎么来。
And the significance of this praise tells us true peace comes from where?
各位，这个真平安啊，不是单单听啊天使唱歌，然后呢很安详的感觉啊，不是这样。
True peace doesn't just come by hearing the angels sing and you feel very peaceful.
那也是当神的儿子那位降世的，他被崇高的时候呢，人才能享受那个平安。
But when the Son of God who was born, when he was exalted, then humans can enjoy peace.
亲爱的朋友，请问你今天你心里崇高的是什么？那个会断定你心中的平安。
So dear friends, whatever you are exalting in your heart, that will determine the peace in your heart.
那天使说在至高之处荣耀归于神，那地上平安归于神所喜悦的。
The angel says, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to man on whom his favor rests.
那荣耀神平安归给人。
So glory to God, peace to men.
注意听朋友，平安不在其他的地方，平安就在这神的儿子被崇高的时候。
So peace is not elsewhere, but in the exalting of the Son of God.
当神的儿子被崇高的时候呢，这个地上人有真正的平安。
When the Son of God is being exalted, then on earth, people will have true peace.
各位注意听，在第一个圣诞呢，在天上至高之处，荣耀就归于这位神。
So during the first Christmas in heaven, all the glory were given to God in the highest.
然后平安就下来了。
And peace will descend.
但是这个过后呢，这位神还要在哪里被崇高
？But after this, where can this God be exalted?
这个婴孩耶稣，这个救主耶稣还要在哪里被崇高？
Where can this baby Jesus, this Savior Jesus be exalted?
在你我的心中要被崇高。
He must be exalted in yours and my heart.
各位注意，我们的心就是被造来崇高这位神。
Our hearts are being created to exalt this God.
我们的心有轻重之分，高低之分的东西。
In our heart, we will differentiate between what is important, what is not important.
我们看重有一些东西，看轻有一些东西。
We will value certain things and we will belittle other things.
我们将有一些东西举得很高，很重要；有一些东西啊，随随便便看低了。
We hold on very strongly and exalt certain things, but we despise certain other things.
这是你我的心都会知道的。我们有这种价值理念。
Because in our hearts, we have this value.
我们常常但是我们常常呢是那个价值放在哪里？短暂的东西，那是动摇的东西，把这些东西举高。
But we always value and exalt things that are temporary.
我们把钱举高。
We value money.
我们把健康举高。
We exalt health.
把关系举高。
We value relationships.
甚至把和平，世界和平，把这个东西举高。
We even exalt world peace.
但是当这些东西又没有之后呢，哎，你的平安跟着走了，没有了。
But when all these are gone, your peace is also lost.
但是当我们把神的儿子举高，相信他的时候，很奇妙的，就在不能平安的情况里面，平安会出现。
But when we lift up, when we exalt the Son of God, even in situations where we cannot have peace, we can have peace.
在最不能平安的时候呢，这个心却是仍然平安。
In circumstances where we cannot have peace, our heart can remain peaceful.
因为平安的主与人同在。
Because the Lord of peace is with men.
那在这个结束之前呢，就是我跟各位讲有一个二战很著名的故事。
Before I end, I would like to share a story during the Second World War with you.
这是有关一个叫 Elizabeth 的妇人的一个真实的故事。
And this is a true story concerning a woman by the name of Elizabeth.
不是 Queen Elizabeth 啊，是很普通的一个妇人叫 Elizabeth.
It's not Queen Elizabeth, but an ordinary woman by the name of Elizabeth.
那在这个二战的时期呢，你们都知道啊，到最后那个德国跟美国哦，他们打的最猛烈的时候呢，两方面很多人死了。
During the Second World War, we understand that there is this fierce battle between the United States and Germany.
有一次呢，在这个德国的荒山野岭的时候呢，就有三个美国士兵呢，在雪中徘徊了三天。
So once during in a remote place in Germany, three American soldiers were wandering in the snow in the winter for 3 days.
他们又饥又冷。
They were hungry and cold.
那这个三个当中呢，其中一个也受了重伤。
And one among the three was heavily wounded.
那时候刚好是圣诞节前夕。
And that was during the eve of Christmas.
那然后呢，他们就走这三天呢，很饿、很冷的时候，哎，忽然间看到有一个小小的屋子在远方。
So as they were walking in the cold, they saw a little house far away.
他们就知道有人住在，就过去。敲门、
So they approached the house and knocked on the door.
那有一个德国的妇人啊，带着这个十二岁的孩子呢，他就开了门。
So a German woman and with her was a 12-year-old child. She opened the door.
这个德国的妇人呢，就是 Elizabeth.
And so this German woman was Elizabeth.
她就看到这个美国的兵士有这么痛苦、这么狼狈的时候呢，她心里就怜悯他们。就接纳他们到家中去。
So she had compassion when she saw these three soldiers being in such a sorry and miserable state. So she received them into her house.
然后他就叫他的儿子去，那我们家里就剩下唯一一只鸡了，把它宰来煮一顿饭给他们吃。
So she told her son to kill the only chicken in her house, and then she cooked a meal for them.
才刚不久要这样做的时候，忽然间这个有人就敲门很急迫的敲门。
As she was about to do this, and that there came another knock on the door.
就叫 Elizabeth 叫孩子去看。哎呀，不好了。
So Elizabeth asked the son to open the door, and it's at last.
什么事情？外面有四个德国兵士在外面。
So outside the door stood four German soldiers.
他们也就是迷路非常寒冷。
So they were also lost and they were also very cold.
所以他们就敲门啊，能不能进到你的家取暖
？So she knocked and asked. So they knocked and asked whether they can get shelter in her house.
那 Elizabeth 就说：“当然可以，你们可以进来。但是，可能你们进到我的家里面的时候，你们会看到你们不想看到的人。”
So Elizabeth says, "Sure, you can enter my house, but when you enter my house, you may see what you do not want to see."
这个德国军兵士他们就紧张起来，然后就拿着枪。是不是有美国兵士在里面你的家中
？So the German soldiers were anxious, and with their rifles, they asked, "Are there American soldiers in your house?"
那 Elizabeth 就指着他们，没有错，是美国的兵士。
And Elizabeth pointed at them and said, "Yes, you are right. There are American soldiers."
但是今天是平安夜，圣诞夜。把你们的枪放下来。
But today is holy night, silent night, peaceful night. So put away your arms.
欢迎你们到我的家中，把枪，但是你们把枪留在家外面。
I welcome you into my house, but please leave your arms outside the house.
兵士看到 Elizabeth 的一个勇气和坚定很奇妙的，他们就把枪放在家外，然后就走进他的家。
So the angels saw the courage in Elizabeth, and they really put their arms outside the house and entered her house.
那走进家之后呢？这个美国兵士看到这个德国军人， 兵来了，马上就拔枪。
So when they entered the house, the American soldiers saw the German soldiers and they got nervous and they also picked up their rifles.
那伊丽莎白说：“不准拿枪。那”那今天是平安夜、圣诞夜、不能开枪。
Elizabeth also stopped them and saying that this is a holy night, so you are not to use your rifles tonight.
他就把他们的枪，美国兵士的枪全部收起来，是吧？
So she kept away the rifles of the American soldiers.
很奇怪的，他们都愿意给他。
And they were willing to hand them over to her.
然后 Elizabeth 就让他们坐在这个火炭的这个周围啊取暖，然后他自己就做饭给他们吃。
So Elizabeth allowed all the soldiers to get warm from her fireplace, and she made a meal for them.
所以你看，这个德国兵士跟美国兵士坐在一起，然后看彼此的时候呢，就是你想那个气氛是怎样
？So just think about the atmosphere where the German and American soldiers were facing each other.
但是呢 ，Elizabeth 呢就一边煮一边问候他们，跟他们说话。
But Elizabeth chatted with them as she was cooking.
然后慢慢的大家开始说起话的时候就打成一片有说有笑。
So as they start talking, they were also laughing together.
然后那个德国兵当中呢有一个原来他是读医科的他就看这个美国兵的那个伤势。
So one of the German soldiers, he was actually a doctor and he treated the wounds of the American soldier.
然后就给他有一点治疗。
And he treated the American soldier.
然后呢过后呢德国兵就把一些食物拿出来，然后甚至开一瓶红酒，然后大家一起喝。
So the German soldier also brought out some food, and they even had a wine together.
他们就单单经过这一夜呢，他们就成为朋友了。
So after this one night, they became friends.
真的是平安夜哈。
It's indeed peaceful night.
那所以很安详的，他们就在那个家中度过一个晚上。
So they spent one night at that house peacefully.
另一天早上就起来了他们要动身。
The next morning, they were about to leave the house.
那德国兵呢，就拿出一个地图，跟这个三个美国兵说：“这个地方是我们德国的军营啊，你小心走的时候呢，不要靠近这边。”
So the German soldier took out a map and showed the three American soldiers and asked them to get away from the German army camp.
他们走之前呢，这伊丽莎白说：“孩子们，盼望你们。”很平安回家啊。
And so before the soldiers left her house, Elizabeth told the soldiers, I hope you can all go back to your own houses, own homes peacefully.
然后后来我们都知道二战就结束了
Later on, Second World War ended.
然后这 Elizabeth 的12岁的孩子呢然后来长大了之后他就从德国移民到美国去。
So the 12-year-old son of Elizabeth, when he grew up, he migrated from Germany to America.
他就开了一个面包店。
And he opened a bakery.
他一直想见曾经来过他的家的这三个这个美国兵士。
And he really wished to meet the three American soldiers whoever came to his house.
所以他就在这个美国很著名的一个周刊这个 Reader Digest 我不知道你们有没有读过他就写了这个故事。
So he wrote this story in Reader's Digest, this American magazine.
那有时候我们读 Reader Digest 不知道这个是真实的还是不真实的故事了。
Sometimes when we read the stories in magazines, we are not sure whether they are true stories.
但是这个里根总统呢他就读到这个故事。
But President Reagan read this story.
那他就有一天在整个国家的这个电视就讲这个故事。
So one day he mentioned this story on national TV.
那讲的时候呢你知道吗就有一个老人院原来就发现一直在收留其中这个一个美国的兵士。
So later on, it was found out that in one old folks' home, one of the soldier was living there.
那时候他已经老了。
And he was already aged old by that.
但是整个老人院都知道这个故事，因为他常常讲这个故事。
But the entire old folks' home knew about this story because he often shared this story.
所以后来这个故事呢就被证实是真的。
So later on, this story was verified to be true.
那亲爱的朋友们，你要知道，这个故事不是单单讲到人的爱。
We must know that this story not merely tells of human love.
这个故事不是讲到人性的伟大。
It's not talking about how great human nature is.
因为是人开始战争，是人自己失去原有的平安。
Because it is humans who first started war and lose the original peace.
是人夺去彼此的平安。
It was humans who take away each other's peace.
但是在圣善夜平安夜神赐下他的独生儿子。
But on holy night, peaceful night, God sent His only Son.
这个信息引发了人心里所渴望的平安。
And this message triggers the peace that humans have always been wishing for.
那这个信息将真正的平安，人所需要的平安赐给人。
And this message brings to humans what humans truly need, that is the true peace.
所以，亲爱的朋友，让我这么说，天使带来救主降世的信息。
Now the angels brought about the message of the birth of our Savior.
天使也带来了平安的信息。
The angels also bring about the message of peace.
我们没有理由过一个糊涂的圣诞节。
There's no reason for us to spend this Christmas mindlessly.
我们没有理由只有在这个佳节寻欢作乐。
There's no reason for us to just seek happiness during this festive season.
圣经说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
The Bible tells us that God loved the world, that He gave the world His only Son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
因为除了神的儿子以外，别无拯救。
Because apart from the Son of God, there is no salvation.
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Because there's no other name under heaven or in the world by which we can be saved.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你把我们这群人带到主的教会。
Thank you for bringing all of us into your church.
在这么荣耀的圣诞节，把他们带到主的教会，听到圣诞节的信息。
On this glorious Christmas day, you brought people into your church to hear the glorious message of Christmas.
求主把这个信息高举起来。
Lord, please exalt this message.
让世人都听到。
That the people will hear of this.
一直到你最后再临。
All the way till your second coming.
把你所爱的人带去。
Lord, you will bring, you will receive people whom you love.
我们把今天这里所有的弟兄姐妹，所有的第一次来到这边的新朋友交在你手中。
Lord, we commit to you every brother and sisters, including the new friends, into your hands today.
愿你的平安与他们同在。
May your peace be with them.
奉靠主耶稣的名祷告。
And we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.